From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Karish reporting. World reaction to the Greek referendum continues. Greek Prime Minister Alexis Tsipras says he's ready to return to the negotiation table after 61% of voters voted against accepting further austerity measures in exchange for financial bailout funds. He said the mandate strengthens his ability to negotiate a better deal for his country. Some of his fellow Eurozone partners, however, are not impressed with the referendum results. Germany is taking a hardline stance against Greece, with German Chancellor Angela Merkel saying that, quote, there is no basis to enter into negotiations on a new aid program. Nikki Calamiri voted no on the referendum and echoes the opinion of many of her countrymen.
This result filled me with hope for tomorrow, for Greece. I'm very proud of Greek people. Very, very proud. We don't want to be slaves.
European Council President Donald Tusk has called for a summit of Eurozone leaders Tuesday to discuss the situation. Foreign ministers from Iran and a group of six world powers were in Vienna on Monday, where they gathered to reach an agreement on Iran's nuclear program a day before their latest deadline. Diplomats have said that there is progress, but still need to finalize some unresolved issues in their bid to limit Iran's nuclear activity in return for needed sanctions relief. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry.
If hard choices get made in the next couple of days and made quickly, we could get an agreement this week. But if they are not made, we will not.
Iranian Foreign Minister Mohammad Javad Zarif told reporters late Sunday that, quote, differences remain and that the two sides are trying. Sources tell VOA News that Iran and the group do have a tentative agreement on the sanctions issue, but that ministers still must give their approval. You're listening to VOA News. Officials in Nigeria said Monday that bombings at a mosque and restaurant in the central city of Jos have killed at least 44 people. The blasts, which happened late Sunday, also wounded 47 others. The attacks continue a deadly string of violence blamed on Boko Haram militants that has left more than 200 people dead in the past week. U.S. team captain Carly Lloyd had three goals, including one from all the way at the halfway line, as the United States roared to a shocking 4-0 lead in the Women's World Cup and easily held on to beat defending champion Japan 5-2 in Vancouver, Canada, Sunday night. Lloyd spoke to reporters.
It's a surreal moment. It's been amazing. I mean, we just wrote history today and brought this World Cup trophy home, which is unbelievable.
With this victory, the Americans avenged their loss to Japan in the 2011 final and earned a record third Women's World Cup title. The last time they took the World Cup was 1999. In Washington, several hundred supporters of the U.S. women's team gathered outside the White House Sunday night to celebrate their victory. Two brothers in their 20s were killed and their parents were wounded when gunmen opened fire near a passport office in southwestern Pakistan. A policeman was also killed in the incident Monday in Quetta after wounding one of the attackers who escaped. All of the victims, except the police officer, were reported to be members of the minority Hazara Shiite Muslim community. No one has claimed responsibility for the violence. An Iraqi jet dropped a bomb on an eastern Baghdad neighborhood Monday, killing at least seven people in what the military describes as an accident. A spokesman said the jet had a technical failure that caused it to drop the bomb as it was returning to base. The resulting blast destroyed several houses and also injured at least 11 people. The plane was taking part in airstrikes targeting the Islamic State group, which seized large areas of northern and western Iraq last year. A U.S.-led coalition airstrikes have killed at least 23 Islamic militants and wounded several others Saturday and Sunday in eastern Syria. In a statement issued early Sunday, the coalition said the airstrikes targeted structures and transit routes used by the Islamic State group. The casualty figures were released by the Syrian Observatory for Human Rights. An IS-affiliated website said 10 people were killed and dozens wounded. Pope Francis, the first South American pontiff, has returned to that continent to begin an 8-day visit to Ecuador, Bolivia, and Paraguay. From Washington, I'm Steve Karish reporting.
That's the latest world news from VOA.